In the shadow of Russia's aggressive war against Ukraine, negative processes in Central Asia have been left without proper international attention. In this region, we see a strengthening of authoritarian tendencies reacted with mass protest, attempts of state coup. The anti-Dungan pogrom in Kazakhstan in 2020 became a kind of repetition for the coup attempt in January 2022. Repressions against Pamiri people in Tajikistan and the restriction of their political and cultural autonomy, attempts to deprive the Karakalpak people of their sovereignty as part of Uzbekistan, all these events have led to significant casualties and demonstrate how vulnerable minorities are during political crisis. In Russia, over the past decades, state propaganda has shaped the discourse about Russia's exclusivity, its special historical path and traditional values. At the same time, hatred and discrimination against various minorities were escalated, meaning anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, migrantophobia, anti-Gypsyism. All this legitimized direct violence and became a prerequisite for Russia's aggressions against Ukraine. In its turn, the war intensified hatred and xenophobia, and minorities were again particularly vulnerable. In the occupied by Russia territories of Ukraine, the Crimean and Tatar people are being persecuted, and the Roma population is suffering. After the terrorist aggression of Hamas against Israel, anti-Semitic pogroms took place in the North Caucasus, a region of Russia, in the Republic of Dagestan, where the population traditionally practices Islam. The Russian authorities did not take proper response measures. The rioters were not brought to justice. At the same time, in other regions of Russia, racism towards people from North Caucasus also takes place against the general background of discrimination of migrant workers from Central Asia, mostly from traditionally Muslim countries. Thus, the state support for xenophobia leads to a new escalation of hatred and open aggression. Zero tolerance to anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, ethnic hatred, promotion of democracy and human rights, these are the mandatory conditions for equal participation of minorities in social and economic life.